The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Get ready to take notes, because school is now in session. Tackling the biggest issues in education, this is Education America. Save the classroom, save the country. Here are your hosts, Headmaster Rebecca Hagstrom and co-host Mark Durkin.
And welcome to Education America, where we are taking steps to save the classroom so that we can save the country. Come along with us here on AM 1280 The Patriot every Saturday night at 6 p.m. sharp, where K-12 education is the playing field. And as the 16th President Abraham Lincoln so succinctly stated, he said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. I'm Mark Durkin, joined again by my co-host and founder of Liberty Classical Academy, Rebecca Hagstrom.
Oh, good evening. Nice to see you again,
nice
Mark.
Nice to see you again. December rolling around.
I know. We're getting close to the end of the year. We're getting close to Christmas.
Just a couple weeks away. Get that last minute shopping done.
Right.
If those items are available in the
supply
chain.
If they're even available, yes,
right?
We won't even go down that path
exactly.
Right now, right?
Well, the one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to education has been an unmitigated disaster. In fact, if you look at the recent Minnesota report card from 2019 from the Department of Education, it will show you the widening achievement gap that exists between white students and students of color. Now, too many students do not have a strong support system around them, and tragically, lack of vision and a purpose in their life. Now, combine all of this with students exposed to years of low-level education, low expectations from staff, and various levels of unaddressed trauma, and you have countless young people who are just inadequately prepared for the challenges of life that they will present.
Yep, that's exactly right. And joining us in studio tonight to discuss the importance of addressing the intellectual, social, emotional, and identity development in students is Marvin Sims. Mr. Sims has a master's degree in special ed from St. Cloud State University, and he wrote his thesis on the overrepresentation of African Americans in the special ed programs. He is the president and founder at Stripes University, a mentoring program that is creating a safety net of support for students to use education as a pathway to accomplishing their dreams. Marvin Sims, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Education America.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here. And I met you about a year ago now, I think. Mm-hmm. Or was it just
about
last
a year
June?
Ago.
Yeah, I don't think it's been that long. Yeah. And I was so impressed with what you were doing at Stripes. And so I've been able to hear little bits and pieces along the way. So we're really excited to have you on the show and share it with our listeners.
Absolutely.
So let's start by taking a few moments to introduce you to our audience. Share with our listeners your heart for education. And what things did you notice were missing in the education experience that you felt really needed to start being addressed in order to help provide a quality education for all kids?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm from Apple Valley High School.
Okay. Right down the road.
Mm-hmm. Go Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I didn't have a clue about education.
Mm-hmm.
I got a full ride scholarship to University of Nebraska.
Wow.
And all I wanted to do was play for Tom Osborne and go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
So this was a football guy.
So yeah, football guy. Ended up blowing my knee out.
And oh, no.
Transferred to University of Northern Iowa, had a string of injuries, and I graduated with my degree in sociology.
Wow.
And then that's where this love of education started.
Well, so it's almost a gift. Maybe not a gift that
yes,
you blew out your knee, but
is,
you do consider it that way.
This is better than scoring a touchdown.
Good for you. You. Much more of a purpose.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So anyway, so you developed this love for education through your sociology degree, I'm guessing.
Well, and I worked in group homes with kids and did odd jobs while I was in school.
Yeah.
But when I returned to Minnesota, I ended up getting a job as a paraprofessional.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was in a classroom, a special education teacher who was working miracles at the time with these kids. I mean, you couldn't tell if it, what class it was. This guy had all the kids eating out of his, you know, the palm of his hands.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me aside and he said, I think you can, you know, I think you should be a teacher. You have what it takes.
Mm.
I looked up to this guy and he said, you should go back to school.
Wow.
And at that time, there was a program called Teachers of Color.
Hmm.
And Les Green, he's on the St. Cloud School Board now.
Okay.
His whole history was he spent some time in jail.
Wow.
And said that if he ever had a mentor, he might have took a different path.
Sure.
So he created that program, and I went through that program for 4 years. So I ended up getting my teacher's license.
Wow.
And I called him up actually about 6 months ago and said, I have a story to tell, but you don't understand what you did to me. You gave me this opportunity because I wasn't going back or paying for school. I said, why not take this shot? It was free.
Yeah.
Right.
That led to a master's, which led to my principal's license, which led to working on my doctorate because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Shows
right.
you the importance of a mentor in a person's life, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to go from, you know, metaphorically, you're sweeping the storefront, then you become the owner.
Mm-hmm.
You get a ton of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I went from the classroom to the district office. I've seen the whole gamut.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
From top to bottom.
So when you start to look at patterns, and things that are not right, you know, I had 300 kids as a dean, and all of a sudden, some of these kids were, and I'm you know, sports guy. All of you are going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Half my kids went the first year, less than half. I was kind of, what's going on here? So I ended up really digging in and working with those kids and saying, we're going to close everything.
Good for you.
And
good
that's you. That's how this
yeah.
kind of started.
When you say close everything, you mean close the achievement gap and get them off to college is more what you mean, right? As much as possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's the learning gap. There's the social-emotional gap.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Right,
there's
right,
the
right.
network.
Right,
there's right. all of these gaps. So that's what we try to go an inch wide and about 50 miles deep, to be honest.
Many factors that contribute, unfortunately.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned also, too, on, you know, just some of the websites I've read about you. And I know Rebecca brings this up quite a bit. You know, education is like a three-legged tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Explain for our listeners the three components that are crucial to a child's education. And what have you seen emerge in the education experience when any of these components are missing in a child's life?
So the data that I use, and I would bet my job on this, right? 1942, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? That is where we start. So you have food, shelter, and we all know about those gaps.
Right.
Safety, belonging as you move up.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't self-actualize. It's at the top of the pyramid without going through self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
When have we ever talked about self-esteem for all of our kids? Now, mental health's an issue, right? So how can we be experts at working our way all the way up to that top of the pyramid? You're hungry? We'll take care of you. You know, we give you some food,
okay.
right? You don't belong. How do we give sense of community? And then how do we really dig in for our kids and just really that holistic way of, you all matter, right?
Right.
And then we really say, well, what do you want to do? How do we get you there? How do you self-actualize?
Right.
So that's the first leg. The other leg, and I'm just coming from a school, and a kid was struggling today, and I said, do you even like school? He said, no. I'm like, good. Right? Because the other tripod is schooling versus education.
Right.
Right? And schooling is the process in which you institutionalize people to take their place in society. You come in poor, you leave poor. Education now is the process in which you teach kids how to transform their life.
Okay.
Right? What do you want to become? How do we get you there? You have all these gifts and talents. How do we connect that to a career? Right? And then this whole process of making meaning of. So our kids, well, you don't like the subject, we'll make meaning of it. Right? And if you do like the subject, how's it going to apply to your life?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, just right? Those are the two things. Mm-hmm. So the third piece is, I say, how are we getting our kids, based on your race, your zip code, and how much money you make, I know how you're going to turn out as far as K-12. Mm-hmm. How are we getting our kids to experience things outside of their social class? Mm-hmm. That's where those opportunities come, where the light bulb goes off. When I was in Apple Valley, yeah, we were struggling, but I was at the cabins. I was
eating, of your classmates.
At my classmates. Mm-hmm. I was doing all of these things outside of my social class for our kids. They're doing the same thing, right? So now they're trying to connect a quality of life. Well, mm-hmm. and education will get you there.
Right.
Right? So if you don't see anything, it's hard for you to dream. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The second piece is, kids, why are you here? Right? That schooling versus education piece. You're not regurgitating information. I need problem solvers and critical thinkers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the Maslow's pieces, that's just human. That's humanity. Right? How do we do that on a larger scale? Those three things have to be in sync, and when they are, gaps are closed.
Very nice.
You know, you saw, Marvin, these disturbing trends and the damage that was taking place in the lives of students, and this obviously moved you to do mm-hmm. something about it. And you founded the STRIPES University. Tell us about the program. What does the acronym STRIPES stand for, and what are the goals of the program?
Yeah. So STRIPES stands for Students Together, Respecting the Importance and Purpose of Education in Schools. And we really drill down on the importance and purpose of education. So for our kids, how important is education, right? It's going to keep you in that home. Your mortgage is going to be paid, right? You can take trips. You can have a certain quality of life. That's very important. And for most of our kids, you can stop generational poverty. Mm-hmm. Right? But that's not the purpose. The purpose of education is, how are we bringing out the gifts and talents in kids? Mm-hmm. And for our kids right now, they just about 30 students ended up taking the Strength Finders test, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to figure out, okay, what are your gifts and talents, and how do we partner the, you know, pair that with the career, but for our kids, I can't determine their ceiling. It is, what do you want to become? How do we get you there? And how do I flood you with so many opportunities that you can say, I can do this. Mm-hmm. So that's the program, but we're sending our goal is 100% of our kids going on to be successful. So if that's a 2-year school, that's the trades. If it's a 4-year school, we want to be that program that says, North Dakota State, we have a ton of engineers, come get them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. University of Minnesota, Carlson, business. Come get them. Mm-hmm. Right. And mm-hmm. and we just want to so we that 50 miles deep is, we try to give them mentors, we try to give them internships, all of those things just to bring out that talent in them. So mm-hmm.
and I think, you know, you mentioned internship, and we're going to get into this a little bit later. But, you know, it's, and again, it's not always what you know, but it's who you know. Mm-hmm. So you're establishing those relationships, yes. and connecting them at a very young age. And that mm-hmm. is just going to go big time far for them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. As part of your program, you have a student creed. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us what that student creed is as it pertains to the STRIPES program?
Well, if you say something long enough to kids, they
start to believe it.
Believe it.
And sinks into their souls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the Pygmalion effect? Mm-hmm. So you say, like you said, it sinks into their souls if it's something good. Mm-hmm. But just in the same breath, if they are internalizing mm-hmm. in that, I can't,
right?
They start to believe.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
So we started this creed.
That's okay.
this is Cornell Cooper.
Okay.
He's a principal at Pine Bend Elementary School.
Okay.
He's working on his doctorate. He wants to interview the boys for his paper.
Oh, very nice.
That's
very nice.
Timely, Cornell.
That's a worthwhile phone call to have
Cornell.
Come in right as we're talking about your program. That's excellent.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'll say the creed, but I want to break it down, because everything we try to do for our kids is intentional. Mm-hmm. There's no random acts of anything here, mm-hmm. right? So we, the men of stripes, are destined for greatness. With hard work, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment, I will reach my goals. I will strive for excellence in everything that I do. I will lead a life of honor. I will have the courage to defeat my fears. So on this road of life, it won't matter how I start, but rather how I finish.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. It's outstanding.
So I've been around so many good people, and I stand on the shoulders of so many as well. And as I started to put this together, the first statement was, we're destined for greatness, right? So you get a determined individual, right? The only thing that's standing in between them and where they're going is just time. So for our kids today, plant your flag, walk around as if you have the golden ticket, or I'm going to be someone because my teacher said so, right? I have this big old life I'm going to lead. Plant your flag, right? The second piece is hard work and sacrifice, all of those things that get you to your goals. Why get up in the morning? What gets you out of bed? You don't need an alarm clock when you're on fire, right?
Right.
And one of my friends, he's a graduate of Notre Dame. He's a doctor, said that when he goes into surgery, it's better than when he's running out of the tunnel at Notre Dame.
That's powerful.
Right? Yep. So how are these kids getting excited about one day I'm going to become, right? The third verse, if you may, is I will strive for excellence in everything that I do. What a way to live your life, right? I will lead a life of honor. Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I did what I needed to do, and all of this stuff is coming from my my playing days and these coaches. I will have the courage to defeat my fears. That's that inner battle for these kids. You
That's
might be
so
important. Only one in the AP class. Okay. Right? You might be first in your family. That's okay. Right? And then the last piece I took from John Wooden, and they asked him, well, what do you're coaching and everything else. How do you know that it works? And he said, this is from his book, Pyramid of Success. He said, I don't know if it works. He said, I'm going to invite me to your house 20, 30 years later. Let me meet your family. Let me, talk with your kids, and then I'll know. So for our kids, I need a call. Mr. Sims comes, look what I'm doing. I'm thriving, right? Hey, this is my son. Then I know. And that's the work. We plant seeds, and eventually that's, it grows. So,
and I bet you'll get a lot of calls. I bet you'll get a lot of calls in the future saying, thank you, Mr. Sims.
Well, my goal is not to cry when we're talking about our kids. One of my first students, the first cohort, sends me a text, Damond Johnson, sends me a text and says, the last 3 days I spent my high school time in the principal's office. And then he says, I just received my principal's license.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Such an encouragement.
And we talk all the time. We talk all the time.
Powerful. Very powerful.
Well, how important is the environment, would you say, when it comes to a student's classroom? I mean, how would you describe the environment that you're trying to create for the classroom and for the students at Stripes University?
Lee Vygotsky, psychologist, said that children grow up around the intellectual environment that they're surrounded by. Right? So before our kids enter the classroom, who are they rubbing elbows with? Thinkers, people who aspire to do great things, right? But our goal is connecting them with professors, connecting them with people who really just love education.
Right.
Right? And I can't change. We can't change what that learning environment is when they get there. But we can say, well, I need you to compete when you get in the classroom. So it doesn't matter if, it's important. But our kids know that as soon as they cross that, that academic threshold, game's over. We're ready.
Okay.
They're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So, Marvin, your STRIPES program includes many features. Can you discuss the program's intentional focus on academic behaviors, academic perseverance, academic mindsets, and learning strategies?
Yes. Someone told me once, genius steals and talent borrows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? So we're taking things, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole thing is, this came from University of Illinois Chicago. A friend of mine asked me to go to a conference, and I won the book. And this was about how to develop non-cognitive skills.
Hmm.
So your cognitive skills, your basic IQ tests, your AP exams, right, measure cognitive skills. These non-cogs, such as delayed gratification or self-control, mm-hmm. those are the things that you can still measure, but they're more important,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So our kids, I need to study for the test versus going out and having some fun with my friends,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how does that play into their success? So the four components to academic behaviors is I need you for 30 days to show up. Raise your hand, get to class, study, just be a student,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
This whole academic perseverance now is that's where you learn. Learning's on the other side of failure.
That's right.
Right? So our kids are going to have to say, I'm grappling with this information, but okay, now I get it. So our STRIPES laws of learning, right, is explanation. Just tell me, right? Demonstration. Okay, I can show you, mm-hmm. right? Imitation is really what these kids are learning, mm-hmm. right? Correction, I don't get it. Look over my shoulder, okay? Here's where I went wrong. Okay, I got it now. Okay, teach. Repetition, let me just mm-hmm. keep doing it,
mm-hmm.
right? Tell me, show me, let me imitate it, I'll show you. Please correct me, and then let me go,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
These academic mindsets, before they enter the classroom, I belong. This work has value to me. And then I could see this as being beneficial. Mm-hmm. And for some of our kids, I tell you the biggest thing that we do with our kids, we just sell them every day, right? I mean, you got a place to sell. Today's the day, mm-hmm. right? right? Mm-hmm. To get these kids going. And then the learning strategies, all of these encompass how kids learn how to learn. How do I take it from my short-term memory to bring it to my working memory? How do I make sense of all that? Mm-hmm. So for our kids, how do they learn how to learn? You have to find your own way to make it stick.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's writing it down or if it's sticky pads across, you know, around the house, whatever it takes for our kids to make it stick for them. All of those things go into the process of learning.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like that right there, trying to find out which learning style is best for the individual kids. I mean, how do you go about doing that? Is it more just trial and error, or do you just kind of pick up cues and just how they mm-hmm. relate to certain information that's presented to them? I mean, how does that whole process work?
So there's academic language.
Yeah.
So for our kids, and they come and they talk with me, I need them to describe, say, their learning moves. Well, I get this, or I don't get that.
Sure.
This is what I understand. And really what this is, because learning should come naturally, right. How are they attaching it to their background knowledge or something that they already knew,
mm-hmm.
right? So, for instance, these kids are learning, this is a couple weeks ago, Shakespeare.
Mm, okay. That's awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that, and mm-hmm. we all know, I mean, it's a little
difficult.
Difficult,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? But if you attach that, a Romeo and Juliet, mm-hmm. to something current, mm-hmm. And our kids, I tell you what, they love Tupac. Tupac has a book of poems. I put that book down. It's gone in within seconds. Hmm. I put a $100 bill in that same Shakespeare. It's there, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you make it relevant,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're all tying into what do I know? How do I make sense of? So that's a big part of learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is making it, mm-hmm. making it relevant. So
mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to academics, you know, maybe talk about the program's many opportunities to connect students with community leaders. This is this piece of it's not always what you know, but who you know, and also the goal of sparking an interest in, you know, say, future pursuits. Well, why are these objectives important, and is there a STRIPES bill that is also in the works? I know there's been some legislative action, too.
So for the first part of your question, I reached out when I was a dean to the whole community, every last parent, and said, I need a couple things. Can you come in and be a career coach? So tell us how, you know, you fell into your career, fell in love with your career. Did you ever get fired? Or did you, right? Tell us about the whole interview process. What was that like? Right. I wanted our kids to get an understanding of, okay, these are some of the things that happen to everybody, but also here are some of the secrets, right? Mm-hmm. So from everyone. So that career panel was just giving them the language of, when you leave school, here are some of the things that you need to be prepared for.
Okay.
And if they wanted to become a mentor, now it's that one-on-one. So now it's that language of success, right? So I had community college presidents. I had people working, doctors, you the whole gamut. Mm-hmm. So then for my kids, I said, well, didn't you say, you know, John, that you wanted to become? Well, I know somebody. I just started pairing people up.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And for me, it's just been either I'm a multiplier, so I'm going to do things that you could never do by yourself, right?
Right.
I'm always going to be an adder, so I'm going to pour into you. But I really looked at that multiplier and said, how can I bring people in and just flood our kids with so many opportunities? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you come from, right? It's more about your network, and I want to blow their social network out.
Yeah, that's excellent. So we are so quickly running out of time here, Marvin. I cannot believe how fast this has gone, and we're going to have to skip through some of the questions we wanted to ask you. Clearly, mentors are important, and I see that you're really emphasizing that. Let's wrap up with a quick answer here of how our listeners may what our listeners might be wondering about enrollment qualifications. Who's eligible to attend STRIPES University, and what steps should interested persons take to begin the process? Well, the website or something like that.
Website is stripesuniversity.org. And Stripes University is a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And we are working with, I'll tell you what, any school that has this whole thing figured out, then we're not your party. Otherwise, please reach out. Mm-hmm. So any student is eligible for the program.
Yep. And you go in as a whole school program, and that's what I wanted our listeners to hear at the very end. So you're in Minnetonka right now, and you've got a STRIPES program going on there. You used to have one at Mounds View. And any school district leader who is interested in the STRIPES program also should reach out to you as well, correct?
Yes. Do I have 2 minutes?
I don't. We have 19 seconds, so I got to run.
All right.
But I'm going to once again say stripesuniversity.org, and this is Marvin Sims. Thank you so much for joining us, Marvin. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us tonight, and you can listen to this podcast or other podcasts at savetheclassroom.com. See you next week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous.